grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
And go apple picking. Go to a football game. Go ghost hunting. Or not. This fall, get a low lease on the sporty 2024 Corolla. Adventure-ready RAV4 Hybrid, rugged Tacoma, and even the new all-hybrid 2025 Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available to TFS buyers with premium rated credit until 11/4/24.
We're getting you ready for the game on The Build Up with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, welcome, everyone. We are getting ready for the San Jose Sharks to take on the Chicago Blackhawks, another one of the teams they will be facing a second time here in the early goings of the season. The San Jose Sharks riding on a two-game win streak, looking to make it three games in a row against a Chicago team that I do view as beatable. But there has also been news on the San Jose Sharks front, making a trade, sending to Toronto Matt Benning, a 2025 conditional third-round selection and a 2026 sixth-round selection in exchange for defenseman Timothy Liljegren. He met with the media earlier this morning. This is what he had to say.
Timothy, welcome to San Jose. Just talk about when you learned about the trade, your reaction.
Yeah, no, I got a call from Tree last night about dinner time. I was cooking my food, so yeah, he told me I got traded, and it was to the Sharks, so I was excited, obviously. Young team, excited team, lots of talent, so been a little stressful since that call with, you know, packing all my stuff and the flight and everything, but happy to be here, and I'm excited.
In Toronto, you weren't playing a lot, and so just how excited are you for the opportunity here?
Yeah, no, as I said, I'm excited to be here. It's a young team. Hopefully get to play some more hockey, so I'm excited.
But also coming here, you won a Calder Cup with Carl Grundstrom, and you played a little bit with Cody Ceci in Toronto. It's nice to have some people that you know.
Yeah, for sure. I said I played with Grundy, with the Marlies, won the Calder Cup, so I know him pretty well, and then obviously played with Cease, and then know Fabian pretty well too from World Juniors national team. So it's nice having some friendly faces for sure.
Obviously, you've been out here at some point, I'm sure, for games. Just what have you know about the Sharks fan base in the area? You've mentioned the young team, just the excitement with the number one pick last season, things like that.
Yeah, no, I don't know a ton. Obviously played here. Always nice to be here playing, and know Jumbo and Patty a little bit from Toronto, and they said they loved it here. So obviously legends in the organization. So yeah, should be fun.
We just talked with Coach Warsawski, and he mentioned that, you know, the excitement that he has to get you in the lineup as a puck moving player, a guy who could play on the power play. Said you'll get a shot. Just, you know, you mentioned wanting to play more. Just hearing those things, just from the coach, even as soon as getting here, that you're going to get some sort of a good shot to play some good minutes. How much excitement does that give you after only playing one game so far?
Lots of excitement. Obviously, yeah, things didn't work out the way I wanted in Toronto this year and didn't play much. So said I'm very excited to be here and you know, hopefully get an opportunity to play some more and, you know, grow my game.
You mentioned in Toronto not playing a lot. Were you healthy this year? Just what, you know, what kind of happened this year?
Yeah, no, I'm healthy. Been healthy all year, so just didn't get picked for the games, I guess. So yeah, it was a little tough, but it's in the past now, and I'm looking forward to be a Shark.
Did you feel you got a fair shot with the new coaching staff there?
I don't know. I mean, we had a lot of competition, like a lot of good D's, and things didn't really work out the way I wanted in camp, and didn't really play my best hockey either. So yeah, I wasn't happy with how I was playing, and said I'm happy to be here and kind of get some confidence back and be playing again.
How tough was that mentally to have to sit? And did you get an explanation as to why you were playing, I guess?
Yeah, it was just like move the puck quicker, but it's all good. It was tough mentally for sure, but I thought I did a good job of practicing hard and staying in shape, so I'm feeling good now.
So ultimately, he is finding an opportunity here in San Jose, which I think is just most important. He's going to have the ability to play. Guys want to play in the NHL. I think that getting a younger guy who's 25 years old, you see him as part of more of what the Sharks are doing going forward, whereas Matt Benning, who is 30, may not have been the same part of the Sharks' future going forward. And so while you're in an opportunity to make moves and try and improve the team a little bit, see if you can make a change, I have no issue with this. And I think a guy like Liljegren, who will get that opportunity to play, he's going to be looking forward to that, and we'll see if it can turn into anything. And not that I have anything against Matt Benning, but, you know, he's coming back from a major injury. He hadn't scored any points so far this year. The Sharks have been without him for most of their recent history. So if he's back and he's healthy and another team wants him, I would say this is an opportunity to make a move. And I'm sure for Matt Benning at this point of his career, he would like to be on a team that is in a relative contending spot. So right now, Liljegren gets to play. Benning goes on a team that's in a different spot in their organizational's timeline. So it's a win-win for everybody. That's the way I'm viewing it. I'm sure for Liljegren, this is a bit of a surprise and a shock. But you know what? He wants to play. He wasn't getting the opportunity there in Toronto. Now he's in San Jose, and he's going to play. I did want to give you some of the interviews we did after the win on Tuesday night, in case you didn't get them on Morning Tide. I spoke with Mario Ferraro. Of course, he is the guy who made the big claim we are going to win, and he's one for one in his calling his moment opportunities. The Sharks have not lost since he made that bold claim.
All right, we are with Mario Ferraro after the Sharks win against the Kings Tuesday night at the Tank. Mario, a couple days ago, you had the proclamation. You said this team was going to win. You know, now that that's come to pass, you know, people might have looked at you in that statement and said, why is he so confident? But do you feel like these two games are, yeah, that's why I was confident that we were going to win?
Yeah. You know, one thing we always talk, we've been talking about in this room, it's been especially brought up by Warsaw, is to believe in us winning games, whether we're down two goals, three goals. Mm-hmm. You know, our motto as a team is, you know, we're going to be the hardest working team, and we're not going to quit. We're never going to quit. And so I think it's just, you know, I think we've done in past years, we haven't really believed in ourselves. And, you know, sometimes it's natural. You can't really control it. But I think in, like, our number one motive right now, like, we have to believe in each other. We have to believe in this group. And, you know, I believed in us since the first game of the season. We got a good group here. We got a lot of good guys that want to win. A lot of good high character guys in this locker room. Mm-hmm. And I just think, you know, it's tough. Like, first nine games, I think there were games that we deserved to win, right, that we just didn't quite come out, come away with it. And, you know, I know it sucks to have that record at the beginning of the year, but it doesn't take away from, you know, my confidence or belief in us winning the next game. And so, obviously, I don't know for certain if we're going to win. Like, who does? Like, but, you know,
you're one for one on the proclamation.
But I believe, but I believe in it, and I believe in it. And that's, I mean, that's what happened. So it's making me look good. Like, I can make pretty good predictions. But if you ask me every game, like, I go into a game believing that we're going to win. And that's how I think, like, everybody's mindset is and how it has to be if we're going to win more hockey games. So, yeah, that's just where our approach.
Well, to your point about the team having played well enough and not getting rewarded with wins earlier on, I think that's the hardest thing, is because when you go out there and you do put out the effort and you're not rewarded with that win, it makes you not second guess, but it's like, yeah, we did what we thought was good enough, but you don't walk out with that result. Was that the most frustrating part of that winless streak?
I don't know. I believe that everything really happens for a reason. I think that this group kind of needed a good test like that. Mm-hmm. It really challenged our ability to overcome adversity. And, you know, like, a couple wins that we just strung together right now, and, you know, we're kind of right. We're still in it. Like, mm-hmm. we're not far out of the picture. So I think that this group kind of needed to go through that to really challenge us to continue on believing in each other. And mm-hmm. I thought through that stretch of nine games where we really didn't get much out of it. We didn't get a win. None of us were turning on each other. None of us were, you know, for lack of a better word, bitching at each other. We're still confident and still positive in the locker room. Like, everybody was building each other up, even though we were going through a tough time, not having won a game. So I feel like now we build a lot of confidence. Mm-hmm. I mean, I felt it after last night's game. I felt more that we were going to have a successful night tonight. So I'm really glad that we did. You could see that our group was more confident, and I think that we are kind of really starting to figure out. Sorry, he's making faces back there. I think we're really starting to figure out as a team the things we need to do to win. And if we just do it consistently, it'll pay off. So I think that tonight was a pretty good example of that.
Yeah, the last game last night needed a comeback, but you guys cut down on penalties in that game, something that had been problematic in the recent past before that. But you still had the early deficit. And then tonight, you guys don't have to deal with the deficit. There were some penalties that were called. I didn't love the calls. You don't have to comment on that. I don't want to get you in trouble. But it seems like with the penalties going down, not facing a deficit early on in this one, that's obvious building block strides for the team. Does it feel like the team is actively rectifying those problems?
Yeah, I think we are. I think there's, you know, there's obviously still areas where we need to clean up. I think we did take a little too many penalties again tonight, but it's – PK came up big and made some stops in a game where we're going to need our special teams to win. Sometimes they're going to take over. PK, that was PK tonight. I thought did a good job. And then, you know, last night was the 6-on-5. Mm-hmm. You know, 6-on-5 guys did a good job coming back late in the game. So I think in both games we really played hard. I think, you know, it was a good matchup. You know, so there were some games at the beginning of the year where we weren't quite on our toes in games, but I thought these last couple days, like especially in Utah, we had a lot of shots. We were generating a lot of chances. Our forecheck was humming. You know, we just found ourselves in a difficult position at the end of the game. But again, that's just our mindset to like believe in each other and continue to work hard and don't quit and go to the end. And then, you know, we'll see what happens. So it worked out last night, worked tonight. Special teams are buzzing, and we'll keep building on the things that we need to work on.
How fun is it to watch a Fabian Zetterlund, Tyler Toffoli continue to perform at such a high level early in the year here?
Yeah, that's you know, you need your best players to buzz, and they've been doing a good job of that. We're only 11 games in, so they got to keep going.
How do you guys keep it rolling on Thursday night against Chicago?
I don't think we got to change much. I think just got to keep playing our game, keep playing smart, simple hockey, and you know, do what makes us a good team. We'll just do it again on Thursday.
Nice, Mario. Congrats on the win. Wins, plural. We'll talk soon, all right?
Thank you. I appreciate it, Teddy.
And after Mario, I spoke with Nico Sturm.
All right, we're with Nico Sturm here on the Sharks Audio Network after the Sharks win over the Kings, second in a row. You know, Nico, you talked about the difference of this team where they were versus a year ago and still dealing with a winless streak, and you talked about the positivity all around. Does it feel like you've really seen what you were talking about, you know, in the mentality on the ice in these last two games?
Yeah, not. I don't even want to compare it to last year or the previous years. I compare it to the previous, you know, three or four games. Mm-hmm. A huge difference on the bench, the way it feels. I mean, we play with confidence, you know. I know we got our shot today, I think, but I didn't feel like we gave him a ton of stuff. We kept it simple for the most part in the second period. It was a little bit of a phase where it was a kind of run and gun, where, you know, ideally we'd like to clean up our game, but you could sense it on the bench. It was calm, but energetic at the same time. I think we also rolled four lines for the most part, which, you know, it helps out the top guys a lot. You know, they got more energy for those tough minutes, the big minutes at the end for the power play and stuff. If you have confidence up and down the lineup, you look up and down the bench, and coach has confidence in, you know, he can send out, you know four lines, through D pair. It's huge, it felt. The last two games and I would actually probably say the last four periods now, and very similar to the St. Louis game at home and the Anaheim game at home and even the Dallas game on the road. Very different feeling as a hockey player than, you know, these other four or five games that were kind of in between.
Yeah, well, I think that's the hardest part, is that, you know, you guys in the midst of that winless streak could put out some really good performances but weren't rewarded with a win out of them. I think that's the hardest thing to deal with, where you feel like you've played well enough for a win and you don't get it, but now finally in these last two games you are getting rewarded for it. Does that just make the mood that much lighter?
I mean, losing, it wears on everybody, you know, management, coaches, players the most. You take it home, you don't you don't sleep that well when the October's coming to an end, and, you know, you're still sitting without a win. So, I'm proud of the group. I played a really, really good hockey team tonight, on a back-to-back where we come in late, and, you know, they're waiting for us here. And those are huge steps in the right direction to be able to. I mean, when was the last time we won a game like that? You know, where we came off the road off a streak where we were on the road for eight games where we didn't play well. You know, didn't come off with any points. You know, kind of feeling a little down. Obviously, got the last win, but then we come in, you know, late. You know, travel, we're gassed. We're playing a hot team, a really good hockey team. I don't remember last time we were able to come away with a win like that. So I'm sure everybody's going to sleep fantastic tonight.
Is this what you're seeing on the ice, more of what you'd expected after the first three games of the year?
Yeah, really, especially after the first two games, I was like, this is great. This feels, again, approaches the feeling that I had as a hockey player in my previous stops in the National Hockey League. It's this confident this confidence in the bench when you look up and down and you know you have players that can play and everybody knows what their job is. I felt that really I did for the first three games, and then it kind of, you know, disappeared, and it's great to get it back. And I would assume we're still in that stage where there's going to be more, a couple, you know, ups and downs like that, but we got to find that feeling more often as we go along in the season, and I think we will.
In this game, the early deficit was not a factor. That was something that had been a huge thing for recent play. I know that there were some penalties out of this game, which I didn't love. Everyone, you don't have to get comment. I don't want to get you in trouble.
I also think even though we were down, though, we played well.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, in the previous games, like those starts, they were horrid. Like we had no, you know, it looked like the ice was tilted against us. And now I actually thought we played really solid. When we're down, it is whatever. And that's also something that we struggled with mightily previously, is to not let things spiral out of control.
Right.
You know. And so, yeah, I love that.
Yeah. And then, but does that, just the idea of not getting behind in this game versus the previous ones, and then, you know, like you said, you guys have done a good job of cutting down on penalties, even though I didn't love some of the ones that were called tonight. Not on you guys. But does it feel like you're consistently taking those steps in the right direction?
Yeah. I also think when you don't have to play catch up the whole game, it allows coaching staff to roll more guys up, and you don't overload some guys. You know, Granny doesn't have to play 25 minutes, and top D pairing doesn't have to lock 25 minutes. You can roll more lines. You know, we got 70 games to go, something like that. So like, you don't want guys to be, you know, burned out come early December. So we got to find this chemistry in the lines. This, you know, confidence amongst your line mates, amongst the pairing, and I thought the last four periods were a great stepstone in for us to be able to build something here.
How do you guys keep it rolling on Thursday against Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, now you know it's one of those, you know, where you know you play maybe a lesser name in terms of, you know, where the standings are, but I mean, we haven't, you know, we've got the two wins whatever under our belt, so it's like we got to approach every game the same. Doesn't matter if we play, you know, Florida or if we play LA or if we play Chicago. I mean, you know, they took it to us in their barn when we were there. Like we're sleepy at the start, and so you know, those are games you want to start winning. Yeah.
Nice. Well, Nico, congrats on the win, man. We'll talk soon. All right.
Thank you.
And I spoke with Vitek Vanacek.
All right, we're here on the Sharks Audio Network with Vitek Vanacek after the Sharks win against the Kings Tuesday night at SAP Center. I told you I'd be bugging you for more interviews the other day when we were on the road, and true to form, I'm with you here again tonight. A great performance by you. Take me through just any number of those saves that you made. It looks like you had to fight a lot off, but did you feel like you were getting peppered throughout the game?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, before we had a lot of losses, and then this game helped a lot to win first, like San Jose Sharks, you know, so I'm really happy for it. But except that, like, guys played really well, and then I just try to stick with that and then play good too, and then just make the saves.
And then after last night, did McKenzie say you had to keep up with him and match his performance?
Yeah, we always keep up together.
Right on. So just, you know, this is a back and forth game and never had much of a buffer zone. Did you feel like you had to be on throughout the entirety of it, just really locked in?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, first two periods they had a lot of shots, so that kept me in the game. In third period, you see it, like there wasn't too many shots, so I was just trying to keep staying in the game, you know, focus mentally, and then just try to do my best.
In terms of just where this team has been over the first, you know, nine games versus now winning two in a row, how's the feeling overall for everyone?
I mean, this feeling is really good, you know, back-to-back, it's always hard games, but we battled yesterday in third period, and then we battled today whole game, so I'm really happy, and then for sure, it's really good for the team mentally, and then we have to keep doing that.
And then just for you, I know the hardest part about sports during the winless streak is that you're putting in good performances, but you're not getting rewarded with a win when all is said and done. How nice is it to have that hard work pay off with 2 points at the end of this night?
For sure. Like you said, hard work pay off, you know, and then I'm just trying to stick with that. I know we have a great team, and then just do this every game, and then we can win a lot of games.
Yeah. Entering today, did everything just feel lighter after getting the win last night?
For sure. I mean, the locker room get better, you know, like mm-hmm. it's for sure when you get the win, like everybody feels better, sleep better, you know, so it's for sure huge.
Nice. And then just watching, you know, guys like Fabian Zetterlund so far just be a consistent performer in early in the season here, or a Tyler Toffoli who keeps on coming through scoring goals. Is it fun watching those guys perform?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's really fun. I've been with both in New Jersey, and then yeah. they're doing same thing, you know, just scoring goals. So I'm really happy for them, and then they're going to keep going.
How do you guys keep this rolling on Thursday?
I mean, just same like today.
Nice. Love it, man. Well, congrats on the first win. And like I said, I'll be bugging you soon, all right?
Thank you so much.
B-Tech, great dude. We're out of time. Pre-game 7, go time 7:30 right here on the Sharks Audio Network. Chicago in town to take on Team Teal. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.